for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. We are now in 2023 and it is great to be back. And can you believe that it is our 47th episode? Time has flown thinking about all the great conversations we've had, all the great guests that we had. So on that note, I would like to invite a very special guest today. He's already been on this show before, but this time it's with another topic. And I cannot wait to dive in because there are so many questions I have. So I really want to pick his brain. So the topic of today is all about energy, crystals, and healing. Is it woo-woo or is it the real deal? This is a question that I know a lot of people have in mind, considering that alternative medicine is growing in popularity. A lot of people are curious, but a lot of people don't know what this is all about or if it really works. So let me first introduce our guest. His name is Mr. Jana Reddy. He is an energy healer and he's been doing this for 13 years. So there is a ton of wisdom. There's a lot of experience that he's bringing to us today. So let's pick his brain now. Thank you so much for joining me, Mr. Jana. It's such a pleasure to have you back.
It's my pleasure too, Nia, to come back to your show with a different topic.
Yes, with a different topic. Last time it was about sound healing, sound which healing. Is a different kind of energy modality.
Modality, so where you could feel it.
Yes, this time it's a little bit more subtle, but I really want to dive into the science behind it, yeah? So let me just start with what we all heard of before, which is negative energy. So what exactly is negative energy? And just tell us a little bit more about this.
When we start discussing about negative energy, first of all, let us define the frequencies behind it.
Okay.
So when we talk about what is positive energy, what is negative energy? Now there's a definition because unless until you have a positivity, you don't know what negativity means about it. What are these frequencies that we talk about in terms of negativity? Like this, there's a, like, you know, when you look at an emotional scale that we always consider in psychology in any of the modalities, so wherever you feel victimized, where you feel vulnerable, where you feel, you know, you are in a space where you're not comfortable with the energy around. And what is the energy? It can be emotional energy around the space. It could be people's thought which has been dumped around in the space. Or is it something that your brain has picked up? Because brain is picking up all the thoughts all over.
Mm.
And you're not feeling good about it. You know, you have a little low energy physically. The first symptom is about feeling low. Like, you know, do not have the energy to do things.
So lethargic.
Lethargic. You're procrastinating. You're not, you know, in the right frame of mind to talk to anyone. You're always trying to withdraw yourself. These are some of the things that you would know, you see the immediate symptoms about. Mm. And even not just with people, it's also about space. Now we talk about, I went to this restaurant, the vibes are not good. What is vibes?
Yeah.
And what is it? There's something there that is making it uncomfortable?
That's something that everyone resonates with. Like everyone has had that feeling where you meet someone or you go somewhere, you're like, no, this doesn't feel right. But you can't explain it.
Yeah, because you know there's no measurement device to say that, you know, what is this vibes all about? And you know, we shortened up the vibrations.
Yeah.
Because you're operating in a certain frequency here. And then this particular space or the person is at a different level. And you wouldn't, you know, be able to, you know, see that, you know, you're not able to see it and align yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what feels uncomfortable. The body responds to it because body is a beautiful barometer to, you know, feel it first.
Absolutely.
When you meet somebody, either it's comfortable or it's uncomfortable. Yeah. You go to a space, you feel, okay, now I can breathe. There are places where you feel, okay, it's like a claustrophobic experience. You just want to run away.
Yeah.
And this is the first response is your body. body. This is why, you know, you need to always connect with the body when you talk about negative energy and negativity. The body responds instantly because body cannot lie. Yeah. That is subconscious.
Yeah, because it's our largest organ.
Organ, and it responds immediately about how does it feel.
Yeah.
And that's the first response that you get to yourself.
So based on what you're saying, what I'm getting is that it's not about whether something is good or bad. It's basically based on the frequency at which you are operating. Anything that's more than that or less than that can be perceived as bad or good. And it's all subjective, but it's just the shift in energy whenever you meet a person or you enter a space. And that defines whether a negative an energy is negative or positive for you, and that can be very subjective. Is that correct?
It is. And like when we talk about this, a mapping of your consciousness is very important.
Okay, what does that mean?
So like, you know, we talk about, you know, a consciousness. What is consciousness? Okay, I'm awake, I'm conscious.
Yeah.
And that consciousness, as we know, it's a circular, or it is ever expansive.
Yeah.
It's infinite, right? So when you try to map your own consciousness, and when we talk about, I was explaining to you at what frequency you're operating. So each one of us at every moment, every juncture of our life, you're operating a different space, or what we call it as where you fit in yourself.
Right.
And when this keeps changing, ever changing, because you are getting out with a lot of endowments to yourself, because there's a new wealth of knowledge coming in, you're becoming wiser, you have downloads going around within yourself. And that keeps evolving all the time. This particular map is not like what we have on the Earth, where the continent's already fixed and your entire energy system is moving all over, is changing. Mm. And that is one that we need to identify. Another question comes, where is the measuring device?
Because you can't physically measure it, right? So how do you quantify that? How do you measure it?
Now the body is the immediate responder that says, okay, this is the space that I'm in. I'm unable to either stay in this environment or I feel comfortable in that environment.
So it's, I guess, at any given moment, your body is constantly trying to find an equilibrium. And it's based on that measurement, I guess, you're trying to find. So how easily can you find that equilibrium determines whether you are in the right space or not.
Yes, it does. Imagine. The body is the one that gives you the message.
So tell me a little bit about, where does energy healing and crystal healing, these are all terms that are floating around that people are now wanting to experience, but they know very little about. Where does all of this come into play, and how is it related to energy healing?
Now, when it comes to, let us start digging a little deeper into energy healing. Mm-hmm. How can I heal the energy? The number one
good question. You plucked it right out of my head.
I said, well, how can I heal the energy?
Yeah.
So as per my physics knowledge, the energy cannot be destroyed. I can only transmute it.
Yeah. It cannot be created, cannot be destroyed. It can only be transmuted.
Transmuted,
yes.
And it can be turned into something different.
Exactly.
Now, what is the term about healing the energies?
Mm-hmm.
Is it healing the energies, or is it healing your consciousness through an energy?
What does that even mean?
Now, this is the beautiful aspect of what we're going to discuss deeper today. So now when we talk about, okay, now how do I define energy? So can I heal myself through an oxygen? Yes, you can. Hmm. Can I heal with water? Yes, you can. Can I heal with crystals? Yes, you can. Can I heal with plants? Yes, I can heal with plants. Can I use sun as an energy to heal myself? Yes, I can. Now, you know, we are, you know, dividing into energy into different forms. The summer, you can feel it. Water, I can feel it. I can feel the warmth. Now, what happens with other modalities? Food is, I know, I can consume it. I know what it means to me. But when it comes to other forms of energy that we are talking about, which we are still not able to decode, what this does, what does the light energy do for us? What does an energy with crystals do? Like, you look at it, crystal healing has been there since the humanity.
Thousands of years ago.
And why suddenly there's so much of movement in 1980s? Why there's so much of, you know, knowledge coming about this? Why? Is it because very comfortable? Or is it because they look beautiful? Is it because of the colors? is, you know, a lot of questions, you know, when you keep coming out, there's a lot of questions that keep popping out again and again.
I love how you just mentioned right now. I love the way you correlated so many different elements like food and light in terms of energy. And you, a lot of people don't realize food is energy healing it comes from the planet. It's natural and it's a form that is converted to another form, which by definition is energy. So now we're talking about crystal healing, and how does that come? What about crystals heal, quotation mark, heal or changes your energy?
Now, when it comes to crystals, now the basic understanding is about, the first thing it says, it's a beautiful stone. It's very attractive. So what do they do?
Yeah.
And what do they contain? Now, when you go to the geology of it, and there are different minerals and they have different frequencies. Now, I'm coming back once again to frequencies. Now, each frequency has an energy, or it has contained certain elements in it, which can work on certain of your emotions and thoughts.
And this frequency can be measured?
It can be measured. You can measure it now. You have a lot of research going around now.
So you can take a stone and you can find the frequency.
Of each mineral, because all these studies are going around.
Okay.
So when you, what happens, you know, when you wear a crystal or carry a crystal with you, or you, you know, keep it around your spaces, what does it do? Mm. So it's like, you know, what does it do? Basically, it starts emitting a frequency. When it emits a frequency, so our body, as we know, we are not solid, we are porous. So when these frequencies are coming to us, you know, what it does, it fires that particular frequency and puts it onto the brain, saying, now, buddy, change. You are in a low phase. Now you have a resource, which is an energy, which you can now use it to recalibrate your map of consciousness.
Oh, wow.
So that's what happens with crystals.
So it's like introducing something that is in some way alive, and because it produces a particular frequency, and because we are porous in nature. The vibration, or the vibration of that element or the crystal, influences our vibration. Therefore, in a way, our vibrational frequency changes.
It shifts. So that's why when you talk about map of consciousness, so you are in a certain space where you're not feeling good or feeling uncomfortable. So you're modifying that by firing up the brain's you know, signals and the cells, and you're now changing the entire
physio. How much do we need to be exposed to for a significant impact, or can the tiniest little particle can have like an impact on us? Or do you need to wear a certain amount or be close to a certain amount? Because we are a large
body
and crystals can be very tiny, especially if you're wearing like bracelets and stuff. They're tiny balls. So can it actually have a significant impact?
It does. It's not about the amount or the volume of a crystal that we're going to wear. Like, you know, if you consider the clear quartz crystal, which is the most popular form of crystals. Now, when you use it around you and then, you know, set it up, because it's got a geometry, it has got a certain amount of element, it has got an energy, it's got a vibration, it's got a frequency. When you wear it or keep it around you, it starts, you know, emitting that particular, you know, frequency. It's like a generator, no? It is generates, you know, frequency and energy all around as such. And your body can take it, because it's not about the volume here. It's just about what is the purpose that you'd like to use that particular crystal. And that, you know, changes in your map of consciousness.
So how do we know that whatever crystal it is what we need, or how do we know the impact of that crystal on us? And is it possible for a crystal to have a negative impact?
Crystals do not have negative impact, but there are certain crystals which contain toxic chemicals.
Okay,
There is malachite is one which is there, or they can contain copper compounds, or it could be zinc which could be there. Because, you know, remember, the crystals have different mineral compounds, which are, there are millions of varieties that you have. So there are some you cannot, you know, consume it, like you can't make a water elixir out of it. There are some which you can definitely put it in the water, make it as an elixir and drink along with that. That's possible. So mostly what we do right now, so we go by the color spectrum.
Okay.
The crystals, you know, we talk about, you know. So now, as we know, when it comes to energy, the most popular term that is being used about the chakra cleansing and working on healing the chakras.
Now healing.
The healing comes into picture. Now, where do we heal? So when we talk about those, and the nearest way to work around is to work on the color spectrum.
Okay.
So we know that in every chakra is defined by color. Is the chakra in that color? No. The frequency of the chakra operation is equal to the frequency of the color.
Because of the wavelength.
Wavelength. And that's equal to the nearest wavelength of crystal that could be anything.
Ah, right.
So now we are trying to map it through one after the other.
Right, because each chakra is associated to different areas of your life. So different emotions, and whether it's security, creativity, control, love, and so on.
That's
so
true.
Now you choose a crystal that is associated to that spectrum or that shade, and you would be wearing something for that particular chakra or area of your life.
Yeah, chakra which is associated with the emotions. And what would you like to also modify it? Because there is something that you talk about now. I have this.
Yeah.
I can have a better life.
Okay.
And then the question, you know, comes in, okay, what is that better life I'm looking at? Mm. So am I going to enhance the knowledge?
Mm.
Am I planning to increase my love? Am I planning to do something better about, you know, I have a business that I need to expand?
Yeah.
Now people have different ways of looking at, you know, life to be expansive.
Yeah.
Now crystals do, you know, contribute a lot to allow that in expansion of consciousness, so that you're operating at a much better frequency.
So let's say, for example, I'm in a position where I am extremely, let's say I'm a control freak, okay? And I know that your solar plexus, or the yellow center, your navel, is the one for control. So let's say if I'm a control freak, and that is, let's say I have high energy in that part of my body. If I were to expose myself to a yellow crystal, would that enhance? So that enhancement that you're talking about, would that make me more of a control freak? Like, how would that work? How would a crystal know how to calibrate my energy?
So when it comes to, you know, like if we talk about the same example that you picked up about, you know, that I'm a control freak, I need to have things in order.
Yeah.
Now, there's an opposite reaction that is there in the shadow. Somewhere, you know, you might be having a fear of losing control.
Mm.
So the fear of losing control comes from your own conditioning about, you know, no, I need to have everything in order. Mm. Or I need to have this meticulous planning because, you know, your throat chakra is working there. Now, you know, that every chakra is interdependent on one another.
Mm-hmm.
The solar plexus can be, you know, okay, you are a good control person. But what about your creativity energy in the navel? Do you have enough creativity that you're able to express? Because when most of the time what happens when people are trying to control, they're at the top of the voice.
Yeah.
They're trying to control, but it's not about controlling because they're not able to set across what they're supposed to be communicating.
Yeah.
Now the same thing, you know, if you add up an element of the sacral chakra, which is about creativity, and then add up a clear communication, do you really have to control if you have a clear communication?
Wow.
So now you know that, you know, we're looking at an alchemy of multiple, you know, things that are required for a person.
There's so many different elements that go into play.
Play out.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about how can you change the energy of a place with crystal? Like what are certain things that people can do or start doing?
So when it comes to crystals, you know, we'll talk about once again the elements of earth, right? When we talk about a space. What does this room require for me? I require, you know, maybe the good air circulation. I need to have a clutter-free environment. I would like to see, you know, I focus and concentrate on this, my work, whatever I'm doing in a much productive manner. Plus, I would like to see more people come here, more podcasts happening. You know, this is one of the definitions we can define for this group. Now, for that to happen, so what are the first step? And okay, now this is my intent. Okay, now when the people come in, they should feel welcome. Okay, I need to feel the space to be expansive, welcoming, and I feel, you know, more connected to the space.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, okay, there are certain amount of crystals where you can, you know, keep or place it in that place. Mm-hmm. Now communication, now you call for a meeting, and if I don't talk in the podcast, the entire hour is wasted.
Yeah.
So you need to have an energy where communication is two-way.
Ah, So to influence.
Influence and then aid. It's like, you know, supporting that entire process. Now, okay, now if it's a business deal, okay, now let him be a fair play about it. Mm. Okay, that's the money that comes into. Mm. Or it's harmony. No, we are working as a team and then we need to have more harmony. So for every emotion that we set an intention to, we have crystals that can be added up and to create that vibration.
So let's say if you don't believe in this and if you don't, you're not too convinced about these crystal healings and you don't set an intention, but there's a crystal, would it still be effective for you?
It can, it remains as a mineral, but when you calibrate it, because remember, it has got a consciousness.
Okay.
Crystals have an, you can set the intention.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What do you mean crystals have consciousness?
Like you remember, so when we look at the mapping of consciousness or journey of consciousness on the earth,
yeah,
like when you talk about it, the first creation is the sand particle or the crystalline structure that we have.
Right.
The second element that comes into picture is water, which is the plant kingdom. When there's a third element of fire comes in, there's an animal kingdom that keeps growing out. And then we have the element of air. The crystal is the first element that was ever formed on the earth. Your body is already contains crystal, like, you know, your bones, which are already there, or minerals when you're talking about it, it already has. Then the question comes, if my body is already crystalline, why do I need crystal? Second question. Right? That
yeah.
question pops out there. Because there's an imbalance. Because we know that there's an imbalance in the system. Because the imbalance, we're using crystals to bring that in alignment back. And once you work with them, because they have a language, maybe it's not about a communication, it doesn't have a language as such,
yeah.
but it is a language of understanding you, because it works with you. When you wear a crystal and said, okay, this is my, today is my intention to speak out. So you work with it and they start contributing to your presence.
Right.
That's so, what happens. With
so
that.
You're essentially only working with it from an intuitive place.
Yeah, you know, one is intuition, plus, you know, they have pure energy, you know, they can be programmed. Mm. When you program them, they work for you because they're meant to be used for us.
So let's say if you have a red crystal and this was meant for your root chakra, which is red in color, right? Can I program this red crystal to, let's say, for my communication skills, which is my throat chakra? Can I do that?
Yes, you can. Because in every chakra, there is other six chakras which are operational there.
So the different layers within the...
Within the chakras. Like, you know, somebody may be using, like, you know, somebody is into communication. Like, you know, somebody is into writing. And this, there, it is the bread and butter of writing columns every day in the morning or whatever it could be. Mm. You know that, you know, the communication
yeah.
is working on the root chakra there.
Yeah.
And you're blending both of it together.
So what about if you were to wear multiple stones at the same time? Let's say for different things. Wouldn't that be like a cocktail? Like, so if you were to really look at frequency, so you'd have one frequency, then you have the other, and they combine together and forms another frequency. So would that in any way affect what you're receiving out of it because it's a cocktail?
No, I'll bring in this. Are you wearing this with awareness, or are you wearing with fear?
Huh. Does that matter?
Yes, it does. Now, when the fear comes in, so you would want to wear as many support systems or helpers around with you.
So it's coming from a place of a void, or
void,
the intention is different.
Different. When you come with a space of awareness, so you know exactly what your body needs. Because awareness is body. Fear is out of the body because it's a reference that keeps coming from a different time. Mm. So that's a shift that we need to bring it right now from fear-based mindset to awareness-based.
So my next question to you would be, so I'm sure like a lot of people who are still listening to it, they probably want to know, okay, how does it actually work? So I would love for you to share maybe a story or a case or something that you've experienced in these past 13 years that's related to crystal healing or energy healing, just to give some insight of how this works and the fact that it actually works.
I like to have two aspects of this. Like, you know, let me bring focus to the crystals right now.
Yeah.
So when it comes to crystals, you know, the one or two cases that I can talk about is during the cancer treatment. You know, people are going through certain, you know, procedures as such. You know, there are certain crystals which could be used as a supportive system along with the whatever the radiation therapy that they're doing to enhance, you know, their ability to know what we are doing with the chemotherapy or radiation therapy is to change those frequency in the body so that, you know, you can work with your transmit the cells as such. So the crystals were used, and I have a couple of cases with respect to that, wherein I have recommended this not for wearing, it's keeping next to the person. And it has helped them to receive the medication better, and they've been able to work with the treatment along with the mainline medicine. They've been able to blend it together and then have a better way of managing the life. Wow. But there's a medical case history I'm talking about. Wow. Of course, you know, people talk about instant results of, you know, I'm able to open up my third eye, I'm able to see colors, I'm able to feel calmer. So these are, you know, instant results that we get out in any sort of a healing, or could be even just holding it by hand and meditating. You see that without that, you know, you don't have the ability, you know, I can't see anything, I can't meditate. You know, so many people have this challenge that goes around, and crystals do offer. Now, what is the magic in that? What do they do?
Yeah.
The whole thing is about bringing you to a bandwidth where you can experience consciousness.
So what would you say to people who would ask you, wouldn't it be placebo effect?
For those people, you know, because, you know, coming from the science background, even I had those skepticism. Mm-hmm. Okay, people talking about these things, you know, where is the measurement? So I started working with a device which is called a BioWell camera. I've started, you know, mapping, you know, before and after the sessions, before wearing, after wearing, before energy healing session, after the energy healing session, measuring the heart rate, measuring your, you know, frequencies of your stress level, because I need to see the results. I need to have the map. And then also looking at, you know, the very popular chakra reading that we talk about, with, which is very popular all over, and looking at where does it stand? Is there any change that is happening? Or is it just that, you know, there's a placebo effect? Okay, I took a session, I feel good, I'm going back home. Is there any evidence for it? Having done quite a few readings, yes, I can say it with confidence and talk with confidence. Yes, they have a beautiful, positive impact on anyone.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. So coming towards the end of this chat, how can we use energy healing for manifesting? Now that we're in 2023, we just started a new year, a lot of people have a lot of goals in place. How can we use this for manifestation and achieving our goals?
Now, when it comes to manifestation, you know, we talk about, you know, being in the quantum physics, quantum field, and going above the body. Because, you know, we're trying to, you know, bypass the timeline, because, you know, body has a time, linear time.
Absolutely.
So we are 2022, we are talking about 2023, these are my goals, this is what is happening. Now, when we come to this, you know, how are we aware of what is happening within our system as such, when you talk about it? So, okay, now I have to achieve something in life, and I have a vision that I need to buy a villa. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is one of the very popular, you know, manifestation. Now, okay, which modality can work for me? So can I take, you know, 50 sessions of one of them to bring that villa? Or I can sit quiet. Now, you continue to do what is needed. So you already have, if at all, you had a vision about it, that means you already had that resource with you to achieve that reality. So energy healing will support you to keep the bandwidth shorter.
To keep the bandwidth shorter so that
achieve it much quicker. Like, you know, if you have an ups and highs and lows, then what happens, half the time is lost in going up and down.
Right.
So when you have a shorter bandwidth, so you're also bypassing the time.
Right.
And you'll be able to see the results coming in, because you have a very focused attention to what you like to manifest in your life.
Right. And it can be
anything. It can be anything. It can be, when you talk about health, it could be wealth, it could be about relationship, it could be about a physical manifestation of anything that you would like to have. And all those things are aligned, because when you have a shorter bandwidth, then there can't be anything going haywire.
So what about the timeline or the science that it's working? Because I'm sure, like a lot of people who are trying this for the first time, how can you trust the process, or how can you not get caught up in the result-oriented mindset that you get when you, let's say, take paracetamol or medications, you get immediate results. So with energy healing, I imagine it's a little bit different. So how, what can help people just trust the process of energy healing?
See, one of the immediate byproduct, I would say that, you know, where you can feel it during the session or after the session, is, you know, mind chatter comes down immediately, reduces to very minimal, not that the mind will be thinking about it. So you don't need to keep searching for, you know, what thought that you need to pick it up. So that the first response or the outcome, you know, of any energy healing modality, I feel good, I feel relaxed. Hmm. Whether it is a 25-minute, you know, crystal healing session or you do any other energy healing format, the first response that the body gives, okay, I'm in a much better space now. I feel calmer, I feel better, I feel energetic, I feel my physical energies are enhanced. So these are the immediate responses that comes up. Now the backward, you know, as they keep going back into life, there are triggers which they're working on already. The triggers will remain because the environment is not changing. Because they are working, or I am working, or you are working on yourself. And when you, okay, you know the trigger points, then you're able to identify what are those things or what are the trigger which are causing a disturbance.
So you don't get
caught into that.
Right.
And then when you come back, you know, once again, I want to bring it back. This, you know, big highs and lows. You're able to bring it back. And when you do your consistent practice of whatever you plan to do, then it's whatever kind of energy healing you work on. And then you'll see, yes, now my life is going on a track, which is very clear. Like, you know, it's on a
You're not in this highs and lows. You're in a very, your authentic
self, you know, whatever is your manifestation. Maybe I say, I want to be peaceful. I just want to be myself. I want to journal. I need to have these things in my life, five things in my life every day. To achieve that, it's a manifestation. You achieve what you have to manifest.
Right.
At all levels. It can be like physical, emotional, mental, or okay, this is my spiritual growth that I'm looking at.
So what are some popular energy modalities that you can share with our listeners that you recommend that they try as pure beginners?
Well, some of the very popular modalities could be working with crystals, very simple.
Okay.
That doesn't have any taboo attached to it. Try it out. It works brilliantly. You can see a lot of changes happening. Other one is Reiki. Healing is very popular. It's been about 100 years that it's been functional. No side effect. Things are happening. And it also now slowly the main lane, the medical science is also recommending if it's possible to be adapted. Then other could be access bars is one more, working on the brain once again and working on the both the hemispheres and see how you could recalibrate the brain and bring it back to a zero level, or I would say nil chatter, so that you have more space for yourself.
Wow.
And it could be even quantum healing, quantum touch, you know, any sort of a healing could be acupressure, could be energetic osteopathy, could be working with, you know, oils, could be even now the new age thing that's coming about, working with the food and recalibrating your brain cells and how you could work on it. So all these forms of, you know, healing which is coming in, some are visible, some are not visible. So they do help you to contribute to your overall well-being.
Wow. Now, one last question from my end about myself. So I just recently bought this necklace. And, you know, I've never really been into crystals or anything, but I saw this. And for some odd reason, I was so drawn to it. Like, it was the color, it was the, the combination. So I wanted to ask you, because I don't even remember the name because they didn't have any name. I just took it because I was drawn to it. What crystal is this?
It's moss agate. It is mostly to the frequency of your heart chakra. And you would have intuitively picked it up on yourself. Maybe initially you said it's a color psychology which brought you in.
Yeah, because I like the combination of the green and the white and the pink. And I thought it's like, these are colors that I really like. So I just went for it that way.
But the frequency, more than the colors, you felt this is the frequency that your body needed.
So what would this indicate? The fact that I was drawn to it and the fact that I picked this up, and like, this is something that I really wear all the time, and I don't know why. I didn't have an intention. I didn't know why I was wearing it. I just liked it, and I like it on me. Like, it feels nice.
One is, this works on the heart chakra. It's also, you know, the white is also about, you know, connecting to the higher consciousness. At that moment, you know, you felt, you know, there's a lot of self-love that you need to give it to yourself. And your body knew what it wanted.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And thank you to all the listeners for coming. Honestly, Mr. Jana, this was very insightful and I had a really good time chatting to you. And I'm sure you've debunked a lot of myths and you've shared a lot of information to a lot of listeners. So until next time with another speaker, we will be back for more exciting conversations like this. So until then, stay tuned and live
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.